A task force named by the Christie administration to review and revise the Common Core education standards in New Jersey schools has issued some 200 recommendations. Governor Christie, in turn, is taking credit for ending Common Core. Taking us to school on the topic is NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter John Mooney. John, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Glad to speak with you.
Before we determine whether this is a revision or an elimination, let's review for listeners what's Common Core.
Common Core were standards that were adapted through a collaborative effort of 40-plus states in language arts and math for what students should know and be able to do, and not federally mandated, but certainly nationally developed. And New Jersey adopted them with these other states in 2010 with Governor Christie's signature on them, and they have been slowly transitioning into the state schools. Most significantly are really the benchmarks of the new testing that schools now use, the PARC testing in our case, the online testing, and they are really sort of the centerpiece of that testing.
What then was the impetus for Christie to invite this task force to give a closer look?
Well, they haven't been the most popular, especially actually on both ends of the spectrum, both the conservative and liberal end. And with our governor running for president, he's, let's just say, a bit more sensitive to some of those political whims, and he backed off on all of a sudden calling the Common Core a federal intrusion on schools, and these things should be more homegrown. He pulled out informally in a speech last May saying New Jersey was no longer going to follow them and, in fact, was going to seek to revise them.
Well, in terms of quantity, 200 recommendations sounds like a lot. Is it tearing up the playbook and starting again?
No, not at all. I mean, we wrote about this week, and there's been a lot of commentary, largely some revisions in language. I mean, a couple of pseudo-significant things, but nothing that changes them entirely. As even Commissioner Hespe has said going into this process, the most significant change may end up being the name. And now, as the state board reviews them for the next few months, the end product will be the New Jersey state standards, and that probably is the most significant change that they're going to have to make. Otherwise, it's a lot of revising language, clarifying a couple things, basically, you know, a cleaning up per se.
I'm intrigued by your turn of phrase. Cite some examples of pseudo-significance.
Well, yeah. Well, the one that we gave some attention to is in the Common Core, there was some language in the language arts section for the high schools that there were certain, you know, must-read literature out there, and one of them listed was William Shakespeare. The revisions that were recommended in that case was that was Shakespeare would be suggested, but it wasn't going to be required reading. There were some slight cleaning up in examples that are used as part of the standards, especially around math. Some of it, I have to say, even in the Common Core, was quite arcane, and they made it easy for people to understand. So it was things like that, but I can't say that a huge change in public education in New Jersey, but it certainly will make a difference for some teachers.
Let's get back to what you're widely speculating is the political calculus on presidential candidate Chris Christie's part. If it's as obvious as you seem to be stating, doesn't he realize that it won't hold up, that he's contending that he's ended Common Core?
I think it's already been out there, and it's been a strange election year, and a lot of things are said, and they sort of seem to brush off, and they move on to the next one. This is one of those things that hasn't dominated the race so far. There's been obviously other issues before them. So I don't think he's going to take any big hit over it. But people realize that we're, you know, in a bit of a silly season right now in terms of some of our politics, and things will get said. I think schools are not changing a whole lot as they go through this process. We still have the PARC testing, which is really, as I said, the most important piece of all this. So it's not affecting a lot of things. I think we're paying probably a lot more attention to it than teachers are.
Back in New Jersey, is the PARC testing in place for the duration, or is that in jeopardy?
nothing is ever forever, as we've learned, but it is in place for the immediate future. We're moving into the second year of it. We're only starting to get the scores back from the first year, so there's going to be a lot of debate, and I don't rule out that there'll be some changes going forward, but it is still the test of record, and I foresee that for at least a few more years.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, David.
NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter John Mooney on Newsworks Tonight.